Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Daily Star this morning. We are totally heartbroken as the headline. Slain family were due to go on holiday in a week. The Irish Sun, Vanessa lived for her kids. Tears for tragic mum, James and Sarah. And the Irish Daily Mirror, devastating. A community has told of its shock at the deaths of a mum and her two children in a triple murder-suicide attempt. Vanessa White, aged 45, James, 14, and 13-year-old Sarah were shot dead in their home in Maguiresbridge in Fermanagh on Wednesday. And Vanessa White is originally from Barefield in Clare, and she was due to take them back to Clare for the August bank holiday weekend. And Father Tom Fitzpatrick yesterday told the Mirror Vanessa's mother Mary had been on a pilgrimage to Knock Shrine in Mayo when the killings happened, and locals say that everyone in the community is in shock. It's also the front of the Irish Independent. A village in Clare, one of two communities in mourning after the deaths of a mother and her two children in a suspected murder attempted suicide in Fermanagh. And in the County Clare village, where hurling and farming dominate the locality, residents are struggling to come to terms with the news. So that's the main photograph on the front of the Indo. The main story is more kite flying around the budget. And this time we're now talking about weighing SUVs and putting a tax on them. So a tax on heavy vehicles such as family SUVs is being considered among a number of options ahead of budget 2026. A weight penalty for vehicles, apparently they already have this in place in France, has been flagged in tax strategy papers published this week. So in France, since 2022, they've penalised cars that weigh 1,600 kilograms. Now that's lower than the weight of an average SUV. And lots of people have SUVs. Certainly all the mummies in Nace that I see will be very upset by this news, because a lot of them are going around driving SUVs. And as they always say, they're not out herding cattle in their SUVs. They live in housing estates and they're dropping their kids down to football practice. They're not transporting livestock. And they're not transporting horses. So is there a need for them to be in the big SUVs? Well, maybe with the weight tax on them, they might change their mind. Irish Examiner on the front page also goes with the budget. And the government has been warned that splitting the hospitality VAT rate for food and accommodation sectors could lead to underpayment and manipulation of the tax. So we're widely expected, are expecting that the coalition will reduce the hospitality rate from 13.5% down to 9% in the budget. And the tax strategy group yesterday published a list of options. Measures include not introducing a gym tax credit, increasing levels of sugar tax by as much as 5 cent per 330ml can, lowering the universal social charge rate for medical card holders, and changes to inheritance tax. And they also outlined that cutting the VAT rate for hospitality would cost €867 million a year. And if you split the VAT rate, the sector is warning that that people could abuse that and maybe underpay their tax. Irish Daily Mail on the front page goes with a big prison report. This was out yesterday. Prison officers are falsifying records to cover up negligence following the deaths of inmates. A review from inspectors at the EU's Council of Europe has identified deeply troubling patterns across two Irish prisons where staff lied about checking on vulnerable inmates who were subsequently found dead. And the report says that had the proper checks been conducted, some of the deaths could have been preventable. And it was kind of a damning report in many different ways, but that's one line that the Daily Mail is taking from it. Irish Times is looking at Dublin's electricity capabilities, and it says on the front page that Amazon has scrapped plans to build a large industrial plant in Dublin because it couldn't get a secure electricity supply for the €300 million project. And it's now closed off the prospect of more than 500 jobs being created at Ballycoolan in northwest Dublin near the Meath border. Amazon already has a large base and they had hoped to create 500 jobs, but they've halted this because they can't get a secure electricity supply, it would seem. That's what the Irish Times is hinting at the front page. Elsewhere inside the papers, Minister Helen McEntee was out yesterday and she's in all the papers talking about lots of different things, including the length of the school holidays, the summer holidays here in Ireland. There's been a lot of talk in various different countries about the length of the summer holidays. But here in the Irish Examiner, we are told that the Education Minister has defended the length of schools' summer holidays, saying they offer people a chance to take a break. Well, not people, they offer children and staff the chance to take a break. She acknowledged it was a challenge for parents trying to get childcare for the summer. And she said any decision on changing the length of the school year would require a considered approach. And obviously a reminder that you get 3 months for secondary schools and 2 months for primary schools. Ireland has some of the longest school breaks in Europe. And Minister McEntee says that you give them a break, essentially, and that there would need to be a sort of cross-party approach to changing the length of the school holidays. I do know some teacher friends of mine, some of them are in Canada at the moment, getting paid while they're there, of course, for the summer. But some of them obviously love their holidays. But other parents I know are at their wits' end trying to get cover all summer for childcare or having to take unpaid leave and things like that. AI is being used for Love Island, in case you're a fan. I'm not hearing that many people talk about Love Island this year, to be honest. But in the Telegraph, we're told artificial intelligence has been used to help cast for the show. And ITV has said that the use of AI will increase as it has helped productivity gains in the television industry. And she says a great example is using it for Love Island and casting, because they get about 100,000 applications from the public every season. So now they run that through AI and pick out the best who'll go on the show. The only downside is that I'm hearing very few people watching it religiously this year, so I'm not sure if it's a huge rating success, but more and more we're seeing AI being used. I put my holiday destination into AI the other day, and in 3 seconds it had planned a week's worth of activities for me. So it's incredible for things like that, because it saves you having to do all of the research. Final story from the Examiner. They're cracking down on deer in Kerry. A pilot scheme to detect deer on the roads to reduce crashes is going to be rolled out next month. And they reckon in Kerry that there's been an explosion in the number of deer, with deer paths created far away from Killarney National Park. So the new technology being rolled out next month, according to the Examiner, is they'll identify deer approaching busy roads, and then there's a loud alarm that'll go off to discourage the deer from crossing the road when vehicles are present. It's like a sort of traffic light system for deer. And UCC is going to be monitoring the scheme, getting the data and seeing if it's effective or not. And if it works in Kerry, we could roll it out to other areas of the country. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.